Okay, good morning, A-Town. This is the Streets Morning Takeover, and this is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-ENTER, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, you get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hello, my name is Joe.
Joe, what's up, Joe? How can I help you, bro?
Not much, man. I was just calling in, man. I'm an Uber driver, and I picked up this young lady who I'm very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And they call her Lady the Boss.
Lady the Boss?
Yeah, she's a rapper. She's very talented.
You talking about my little homie, Lady the Boss?
Yes.
Okay, so what you want us to do?
Yeah, how is he familiar with her?
I don't know her, but I want to get to know her, and I didn't want to seem like no groupie or nothing, but I really love her, and she's very talented, and I just wanted to see if I could get a date with her. I'm just very interested in her. I don't want to seem like a creep or a groupie or anything, but I see that y'all follow each other, and I just want to know if you can help me out.
You ain't no weirdo, are you? Do we need to do a background check on you?
No, I'm not a weirdo. I'm just an Uber driver.
Who she choose? Who she gonna remember?
But you gotta understand. You know her, so she might be taking it like, oh, well, this somebody Jock know, then I might be cool with going out with him. You gotta make sure you let her.
Oh no, I'm gonna let it be known. Hey, look, just give me 1 second. I'm gonna try to get Lady on the phone. Don't say nothing, all right? Do not say nothing until I cue you in, all right?
Okay, that'll be great.
All right. If she wants to holler, but you know, women, y'all will do that sometimes. Y'all will kind of flirt, like to open the door. But if
do you know if she's single?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I never see her with a dude, but that don't mean she's not single.
Right, that's true. Or it could just be, I'm trying to get to my destination safely.
Thank you for being nice and getting me that.
Right.
Okay.
Hello?
Good morning, lady.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? What you doing?
I'm trying to go get some stuff together.
Hey, hey, look, I know it's early, man.
Jock?
Yeah. Listen,
what up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the station phone. Hey, you just...
Hey, lady.
And I got Shamia with me, too. Hey, look. So, you know I do this thing, Second Date Update, right? Every morning on my show, right?
Okay.
All right, now listen. I know this is weird, but let me ask you a question. Do you feel like anybody has tried to holler at you recently? Maybe like, you know...
Or maybe you was trying to holler slightly.
Have you...
Okay. Gave off some good vibes to somebody?
No, not to.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Well, let me ask you this. I guess I gotta just put it out there.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Ooh,
put it out
what
there,
you got
Jock.
Going on, Jock?
Okay.
What you got
so,
going on?
So listen. This dude called us up, right, for Second Date Update, and he says that he was your Uber driver. So he called up here, he was saying that he see that me and you follow each other. So as soon as he says your name, I'm like, wait a minute.
I mean, I only been in the Uber in the last, like, literally, like, a week ago. And before that, I ain't been in the Uber in, like, a month and a half. So I know exactly who you're talking about. But, like, there was no vibes I was throwing at all other than politeness.
Oh.
So you ain't make him feel like he had a chance?
I mean, I'm a rapper, so I sell a fantasy to everybody. But I'm sure I didn't cross any bounds that made him feel like anything outside of that ride to my destination was about to happen.
Was he a nice guy? Do you remember what he looked like? Was he a nice guy? I mean,
did you find
him? I wasn't, honey, I'd be trying to be in my phone. Like,
did you try to find him at least a little bit attractive?
No, I found him a little bit annoying. Like, he just kept talking and he said he got a studio and all this stuff. Like, he was like, oh, I see you're a rapper. He kind of, like, fanned me. So that turned me off, you know, out the gate. Like, don't fan me. I'm not even on like that yet.
Wow.
Oh, well, you on like that right now because he on the phone.
What?
Joe.
John, I set you up, girl.
Hello.
What? Jock.
Joe.
Hi,
at least
lady.
He didn't get your number out, lady.
Oh, my God.
So I was creepy to you, huh? I didn't mean to be creepy to you.
You're not creepy. You just don't understand boundaries. And I was giving a lot of cues, like, okay, stop talking to me. Okay, I'm in my phone. Like, I literally got on the phone and acted as if I was on the phone with somebody just to stop him from talking to me. And it wasn't because, you know, you were creepy. It was because you were overdoing it.
Okay, I apologize for overdoing it. I was very much interested in you. I follow you all the time. I love your song. I'm just me.
Joe, slow down, because you're fanning out to me right now. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Jock, you ain't right.
I'm just, listen, man.
I'm just trying to help the people out.
We for the people right here, Street 94.5, lady. Because guess what? My man could be the very person that, you know what I'm saying, could make you happy. You my homie, so I didn't know.
He said he got a studio. He might even be able to put you on like that.
Oh my goodness.
What if we gave him the opportunity right now to shoot his shot? Joe, here's your opportunity. You got seconds to get this right.
How you doing, lady? I was just trying to see if we could ever, or if there was ever a chance I could hook up with you and, you know, maybe Uber you around for free one day and just talk to you some more.
You know, that was very nice and it was heartfelt, but it still was not confident enough for me. You know, I need a man that's going to tell me where I'm going. Hey, look, I like you and I want you. And we finna do this, this, and this. Mm. That's what I need in my life. But I don't see me going any further than this conversation. Jock, I'm finna fight you for this. This ain't right.
Oh, man. Okay. Dang, Joe. I'm sorry it didn't work out, Joe. Yeah. I mean, but you know what, though, Joe? I'm going to give you an E for Alpha, bro, because guess what, man? Something in you said try. And that's the only way you're going to win in life. Because guess what? She'll double back and be like, hey, whatever happened to that Joe dude? You know, my Uber driver.
Don't sound like she's going to do no doubling back.
She may not, but I'm trying to give him hope.
She real confident with her, no.
Can I give him hope? Because I was hoping she was going to give him the opportunity so he could get this $100 from 1-800 into the Bethune Law Firm. But because she turned you down, Joe, you're not going to get it, man. That would have been good for the date, too. All right, Atlanta, y'all got to call us up, 443-520-945. Joe just struck out, man. So if any ladies out there listening, y'all want to give him a second shot.
She canceled that Uber.
She sure did. Call us back, man. Keep it where you got to be. Number one in the streets, the Streets 94.5.